Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes. Time for us to check our market analysis for you today. And joining us is Justin Lewis with KISS Futures. He's going to talk about our agricultural futures today. Start with the livestock trade, move into the grain trade as well. And we're back with Justin on all of that in just a moment.
Mark your calendars and make your plans to attend an exciting land auction Thursday, May the 26th at 4 p.m. Williams & Williams Auctioneers will auction five parcels of pasture and tillable land east of Spiro, Oklahoma, just minutes from downtown Fort Smith, Arkansas. There's an approximate total of 326 acres. Now, the parcels range from 35 acres to 120 acres. The land has been used for cattle and crops and was part of the Burgess family farm for the last 50 years. Look for the auction signs on Highway 271 just west of the Poteau River. This is a public auction, and all properties will auction on May the 26th at 4 p.m. Bidding will be held off of Highway 59 and North 4780 Road in Spiro. To register to bid, to submit a pre-auction offer, or for more information, call 1-800-801-8003 or go to williamsauction.com. That's 800-801-8003 or go to williamsauction.com.
The cattle futures market was hit hard into the close. We sold off about $2 across the board. Into the closing trade. May finished down 195 at 148.25. August feeder cattle down 172, 148.60. September down 177 at 147.35. Again, that really got hit in the last 30 seconds or so of trading, driving prices lower. Live cattle futures were down as well, not quite as hard, down 75 to 90 cents. Box beef at midday was up sharply in continuation of what happened yesterday. Midday box beef and choice was up $3.33 at $2.14.03. Select up $4.04 at $2.03.53. Both of those really strong movements here on the box beef. And cash markets are undeveloped at this point, but it is 124 bid, 132 ask. After 128 trade last week, and the feeder cattle index is still below the May feeder cattle futures at 144.23. That was up 60 cents yesterday. The possibility of the feeder cattle being above the index is a upside limiter there. Same could be said on the upside for the live cattle. They're below the cash trade, so maybe that would help them rally. So both ways, we close lower on the cattle.
As for the grain market,
today's grain markets were mostly lower here. We had corn down 2 to 3 cents, beans down 4 to 5, and then the wheat's down 2 to 6 cents. Yesterday's report seemed to be lingering as people tried to interpret all the good and bad information. But it mostly comes down to what happened in soybeans. They lowered the ending stocks for next year down to 305 million bushels. That's a little bit less than 10% of a crop. At this point, if we have any sort of a weather scare or weather issues, we could run out of beans, you know, as they say, as that ending stocks gets lower. So there are some reasons for concern on the supply side, and that's what the big rally was yesterday. Also, some talk of the possibility of the little less than 30 million acres left to plant on corn, if any of those will get switched to beans. The ratio of new crop beans to new crop corn is at a level that if you can still do it at this point in the game, it may happen. So not likely, but that is a possibility, and that could cause some increase in corn prices if it does. Tomorrow morning we've got exports, corn 900 to 1.2 million expected, wheat 350 to 450, and beans 200 to 350.
Justin Lewis with KISS Futures. You can visit with Justin about the futures markets by checking with him at 877-431-9885. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.